You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and pleased to welcome back Murray State University Assistant Professors Dr. Moses Fritz and Ben Post. We're going to talk about this week's Cinema International film. I said I wasn't going to say it first, but I'll try. Neruda?
You got it.
All right. Well, with it being about an actual person, and with the subject being such a fascinating subject, would the two of you like to give us the thumbnail sketch on the fascinating Renaissance man that was Pablo Neruda?
Yeah, so Pablo Neruda is one of Chile's most famous poets, born in 1904, has an incredibly long career that spans tremendous developments in world poetry, won a Nobel Prize in 71, just 2 years before his death, and he actually died in the opening days of the Chilean coup that brought Pinochet to power. And there's a suspicion he may have been murdered by them. So he's someone whose life spans almost the entire 20th century and wrote some of the most famous poems that span a wide range of genres, including love poems, very political poems, as well as very simple poems that can be understood by anybody.
I think I've heard the tale of politicians who later in life become poets, but he was a poet first. Is that rare, really, for politicians to take that route to power?
Well, you know, I think certainly in Latin America, that's a very common route to take, where there's perhaps more than in the United States, a tradition of the poet as sort of more of a public figure, public intellectual. And many of those Latin American poets end up taking that route into politics to some extent, as well as novelists.
Were there some before Neruda that we would know by name who also were similar artistic figures who got involved in politics?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good example.
I think one that comes to mind, not necessarily prior to Neruda, but just yesterday, I think I heard that Salvador or Nicaraguan poet Ernesto Cardenal, mm-hmm. I think he just passed away. He was a priest and poet and important political figure in Nicaragua in the 20th century.
Does Neruda have one particular poem or a couple that are more famous than the rest of his? Is there one that if you said the title, we would recognize?
I think that American audiences might be most familiar with his book of 20 love songs and a desperate song, 20 love poems and a desperate song. That's the kind of thing that might show up on people's bookshelves, or maybe you've encountered it in college or something like that.
So a very important, very interesting life that he led. Let's talk about the film. As two people who are very well aware of the man, is it a faithful representation?
That's actually something that we were just talking about on the way over here. In fact, the movie is mainly inspired by real life events in the political history of Chile and in the life of Neruda. But it does take some metafictional turns.
Really?
Yeah. So from a storytelling perspective, it's really fascinating, where you start to look at the nature of fiction itself through the eyes of a police inspector who's charged with tracking down Neruda. The action unfolds in 1940s Chile after the election of President Gabriel González Videla, who was initially an ally of Neruda's, but then turns on him because Neruda is a senator from the Communist Party. And in 1946, I believe, González Videla passes the Law of Permanent Defense of Democracy, which outlaws the Communist Party. And the movie is sort of following the fallout from that law as we follow this police inspector who's been charged with finding Neruda and bringing him in.
So it seems, though, this movie, it errs more on the side of being an entertaining film than it does of being accurate, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. It is based in historical fact, if you will, but it definitely does err on the side of entertainment and fiction.
If I could add into that, certainly entertainment, fiction, and the relationship between the fictional and the real. Uh-huh. We learn that this inspector character, in fact, might not be a real person, is actually a figment or a literary creation of Neruda, which is this fascinating twist on the film. But I think it's also a film that maybe goes more for painting a more realistic psychological portrait of Neruda, uh-huh. as opposed to doing like a strict chronology of what exactly happened to him. And I think it's the complexity of that characterization that really sets it apart from a lot of American-made biopics that is willing to talk about Neruda as a comic figure, as a figure who is sometimes predatory, as a figure who's grandiloquent and has maybe a puffed up view of himself, and who is also a great poet. And that round complexity to the film is I think a really great thing that a lot of audiences would enjoy seeing.
Mm-hmm. Do either of you know, was this film received well when it was released in Chile?
I haven't read reviews of the film, but I think on the way over, Ben, you mentioned that recently there's sort of some revisionist retrospective.
That's right. So in Chile currently, you know, this is one of the greatest contemporary Chilean directors, Pablo Larraín, who's directing the film. And he does a lot of films about Chilean history, reinterpreting Chilean history. And a lot of the aspects of this film, including aspects that might resonate with the Me Too movement, is stuff that's going on in Chile as people kind of rethink about Neruda. In the U.S., sometimes he's revered as this, you know, great poet, all of which is true. But there's some strong feminist criticisms of him. Mm-hmm. One of his most famous lines of poetry is, "I like you when you're quiet," which is something that feminist critics and many other critics are not so happy reading in a love poem.
Yeah, it's definitely not a hagiography. In many regards, Neruda comes off as lecherous.
So the discussion could go many different directions. Where do you think this discussion will lead following the film?
Well, there's so many points of comparison to the way, you know, great artistic figures who have aspects of their lives that are not so savory are being reinterpreted. But I think also the performances in the film will be a really strong subject of discussion. The antagonist is played by Gael Garcia Bernal, who many American audiences may know from The Motorcycle Diaries as the voice of one of the skeletons in Coco. But Neruda is played by a great Chilean comic actor named Luis Ñeco, who's been in other films by this director, but who also was the starring role in the Chilean remake of the TV show The Office, where he played the role of the boss, the Michael Scott role. So putting a comic actor in the role of Neruda is a really great touch that allows us to kind of see this roundness, a greater complexity, as opposed to distant reverence for the poet.
Does he play the role straight, or does he let some of his comedic styling show through?
I would say he plays it straight. There are funny moments, but overall, you really take his character seriously.
So it's yet another example of an actor actress known primarily for comedy actually putting in a really strong dramatic performance then.
Well, I think even his name slips in my mind. What's the name of the actor who plays, really famous, the actor who plays Michael Scott in The American Office?
Steve Carell. No,
Steve Carell, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, so he's becoming a more dramatic actor now, mm-hmm. which I think is a, you know, sort of an interesting parallel transition.
Well, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know ahead of this week's screenings of Neruda?
Just that it's a fascinating film and a super slick, big-budget production. It's absolutely gorgeous. It really makes an effort to portray 1940s Chile in all its splendor and beauty in material terms. Yeah, absolutely, really beautiful film.
And I'll just say that it's a film that has lots of connections to the present day, but it's also part of this fabulous director who should be more well-known in the U.S. as part of his broader project of reinterpreting Chilean history, both political and literary.
Well, it sounds fascinating and entertaining. Moses, Ben, thanks so much for coming by today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.